Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Blair Alvarado. She has a wonderful blog called Selah in the Valley. Really would encourage you to check it out. The subtitle is Praising God Through the Storms in Your Life, and she definitely has lived through some storms. She shared yesterday about losing a brother when she was a teenager to suicide, and also talking about losing a couple of precious children in pregnancy, and just really she's walked the walk, so she can definitely talk the talk, yet she has trusted God throughout this and drawn closer to Him after wandering away after losing her precious brother back when she was a teenager. But just a powerful blog. Really want to encourage you to check it out. Go to SelahInTheValley.com. That's SelahInTheValley.com. But yesterday when we were had the in yesterday's program, Blair, you were talking about the process of losing your children and talking about Noah and Keanu, and I want to let you continue to talk about where you saw God in this process.
Yeah, so where we left off last time, I was just talking about how we kind of get caught up in this cycle of wanting to know why God allowed certain things to happen to us. But the truth is that even if we knew the why, that's not necessarily going to make the situation any better or make us feel any better. Fellowship with Jesus is really the only thing that's going to heal us.
Well, that is the thing that I think we need to be reminded of. And I noticed that, as I was reading in your blog, you talked about regardless of whether your wounds are fresh, old, or somewhere in between, the Lord desires healing for all of us. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. And that's one of the things I love about your blog and why I have you on here. Whenever you make a statement, you always back it up with Scripture. And you talked about healing does not always look the way we think it will look, but God knows exactly what we need, when we need it. And remember, friend, His ways are higher. And you quoted Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, which is one of my favorite passages of Scripture when I'm walking through a valley or going through a storm, that God's thoughts and His ways are higher than our thoughts and ways, and as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are His thoughts and His ways, declares the Lord. And I think one of the things I've learned, I see if you found this to be true in your life, Blair, that when we get into God's Word, He really does speak to us through our hurts and our wounds, doesn't He?
Oh, yes. We have to, it's so important to stay in God's Word, even if, and sometimes when we have these traumatic losses or traumatic experience, it may not be losing a loved one, but you may have just endured something horrific. And I think a lot of times our initial reaction is to run away from God, but it will be so much better, and it is so much better when we turn to Him instead of away from Him, because He is the ultimate healer, the ultimate physician. He's the ultimate caretaker, and He's the only one that can really give us the peace that we seek. We're not going to find it in drugs. We're not going to find it in alcohol. We're not going to find it in relationships or anybody else. I think sometimes as married people, we try to find it in our spouse, but you're not going to find it there either. You'll only find it in Jesus.
Well, you do such a good job communicating that in your blog, and you've got several blog posts, and it was hard for me to narrow down to one because there were so many that I think people can relate to about finding God through our wounds, heartaches, and disappointments, and how He is faithful and how He is good. But I did want to touch base just on one of them, because I think sometimes as followers of Jesus, we don't take good care of ourselves, especially in hurts and losses and painful wounds that happen in our lives. And you wrote one back on February 8th called Self-Care, Not Selfishness, Glorifying God in the Healing Process. Share with us about what you were trying to convey in that blog post, and maybe you wrote, some steps that I think that they're simple, but they're really powerful.
Yeah, so I think in our culture, there's a perception of self-care that has been perverted in a way. It's not all about us, right? We have to take care of ourselves in order to be able to serve in God's kingdom. We have to remember that God loves us, and He wants us to be healed and whole, and there's certain steps that we have to take in order to be that way. But also, it's not just for us. It's not just so that we can feel happy. It's not just so that, you know, we can seek our own pleasure, seek worldly things. It's so that we can be whole and so that we can be effective in His kingdom as well. Yes, He loves us, but there has to be that balance between caring for ourselves and becoming selfish. So one of the things I talked about is, you know, self-care as meant to be is not selfish. You know, we honor God with our bodies when we exercise, when we eat right. We honor God when we spend time in His Word and spend that time meditating on His Word. We glorify God when we make time alone with Him, time alone with our families. There's these things, and God has set up an order for what our life should look like. It should be Him, and then if you're married, then your spouse is next, and if you have a family, your family's next. And if you keep this order, things kind of fall into place. But sometimes, as Christians, I think we also go the other way, and instead of being selfish, we think we're being selfless, but it's almost just being neglectful, I guess, of ourselves. Because if you're not getting enough rest, if you're not getting proper nutrition, if you're not getting proper medical care or your mental health needs met, then you're not going to be able to serve your family or your community or at your job in a way that's going to honor God. So what I was really hoping to get across was the importance of that balance, that we need to take care of ourselves in order to serve in God's kingdom.
Well, you did a great job of sharing that. And, you know, one of the things that stood out to me, because I don't mind helping others, but I sometimes have a problem accepting help. And that was one of your points that you shared. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, accepting help?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of us. And I remember one time, I think I was a teenager, and I was having a really hard time, and I needed help, and I had a friend that was able to help me, but I didn't want to accept her help because I didn't want to be a burden. I didn't want to cause her any inconvenience. You know, we have all these things that go through our mind when somebody offers help. And I was talking about it with my brother, what I should do with my little brother. And he said, well, you know, a lot of Jesus' ministry was him accepting help, accepting blessings from others, right? And we have to keep in mind that when others want to serve us and we stop them from serving us, then we could potentially be stopping them from getting whatever blessing they're going to get out of serving. So I think it's important to allow others to serve us as much as it is to serve others.
Well, such good stuff. I know I needed to hear that when I was reading this blog. And if you just tuned in, we're talking with Blair Alvarado. She is the author of a wonderful blog called Selah in the Valley. You can find it online at selahinthevalley.com. And she's talking today, sharing about one of her blog posts back in February called Self-Care, Not Selfishness, Glorifying God in the Healing Process. We talked about accepting help. You talked about the need for nutrition, the need for physical activity, the importance of balancing rest. But the thing that you listed next, and you elaborated in more detail on all three of those I just mentioned, but the one that really kind of just kind of pricked my spirit was you talked about baby steps. Elaborate what you were trying to share there about the importance of baby steps when you're trying to get healthy and self-care.
Yeah, so sometimes when we're, especially when we're going through stormy seasons and valley seasons, it, sometimes it's hard to remember to take care of ourselves because of everything that we may be juggling, or if you're dealing with anxiety or depression, it may just seem impossible to do all of these things. So I think it's important for us to say, hey, I can take one step today. One step today to make my life healthier, to make sure that I'm taking care of the body that God has gifted me with, to make sure that I am honoring Him with my hygiene or my eating habits or whatever it may be. So you don't have to go from not exercising at all to, hey, I'm going to go run a 5K. Go for a walk, even if that's just walking down your driveway. I mean, depending on how big your driveway is, but, you know, just go. You can just go for a little walk. It doesn't have to be these huge steps or these unattainable steps or at times even scary steps. If we just do one small thing every day, then we can get to bigger goals. So I say if you're in that place of feeling overwhelmed, make smaller goals, attain something that you know that you can accomplish in the day. And, you know, I shared on my blog that after we lost our son, I was thinking when I get home from the hospital, like, what am I going to do? I was physically not only emotionally and mentally was I a wreck, but my physical body was a wreck. I just couldn't do very much after a traumatic labor and an emergency C-section. I mean, my body was just spent. And so I thought, well, if I can just open the curtains and make the bed, and then we'll see where the day goes from there. And, of course, I slept later than usual. My body needed to heal. That was fine. And I was very fortunate to have family helping me and helping with our daughter and helping around the house. So, you know, I praise God that I was able to get that rest. But I realized when I got out of the bed that I was in so much pain, even being on pain medication, I couldn't make the bed myself. So I had to ask my mom and my husband to do it for me. So it was like I couldn't do it myself, but I could still delegate. So I would get out of bed and then ask for help, which was really just them making the bed. But I was like, okay, I made sure that something got done today. And then, you know, the next week, you know, picked something else. And little by little started picking back up responsibilities. I didn't do it all at once. I couldn't do it all at once. And that was another thing that reminded me that sometimes you need to let other people serve you, because if I had a friend in that position, I would want to serve her too. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be just a fair weather friend. I would want to be there for somebody that was going through something like that. And I hope that I have been. So that was just another reminder of the importance of allowing other people to serve you.
Well, I really want to encourage you to check out this wonderful blog. We've been talking with Blair Alvarado. She is the author, writes just such good stories, sharing her life, what she's learned about God, going through trials and tribulations. She goes on to expand in this one post that we're talking about, self-care, not selfishness, glorifying God in the healing process, about mental health, and also looking at the power of church family, caring for your spirit, the power of fellowship. The list goes on and on, but there's lots of wonderful, wonderful blogs posted in there. I really encourage you to check those out. The best thing is there is tons of scripture. Everything she writes, she backs up with God's word. So if you want to grow your personal relationship with Jesus, really want to encourage you to check out Selah in the Valley. You can find that online at selahinthevalley.com. For Blair Alvarado, I'm Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.